broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who hates shaking hands, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back to hour number two of Nightlight. I am your host, Pete Schwabba. Great to have you with me. We're broadcasting statewide tonight, as usual, but from Madison. So we are just over State Street on a beautiful night in our state's capital. Wherever you are in Wisconsin tonight, I hope you're having a positively outstanding night because it is gorgeous. Some texts. Tom in New Berlin says Bumper. Check it out. Do we know about Bumper?
Never heard of it. That's a franchise?
I haven't either. Or maybe just a movie. But he didn't really specify, so I'm going to assume it's just a film. I think I would have heard of it. Or what was the movie with Bruce Willis and Joseph Gordon-Levitt? Looper. Never mind. Andrew from the 630 says, Pete, I can't believe Civic Media scheduled you a opening shift? Clopening?
Yeah, closing and then opening the next day.
Clope. I never heard that phrase. Clopening. Huh. Aaron, is that a thing?
I don't think so.
We just made it a thing.
You just deciphered it that quickly. Hope they got you a hotel room for the night, and that's not a pull-out couch behind you. Good luck getting up in time for John and Gordy. I am a guest on the John and Gordy show, the morning show tomorrow here at Civic Media. So tune in at 7:30. I'm very excited, actually. Those guys are so great. When we did a remote out at the Minocqua Brewing Company, they were both on the show and joined the pandemonium, and it was really fun. So I'm excited to talk to those guys tomorrow, probably right in this same seat. And listen, clopening, I can't talk.
Well, anyone who's worked in the service industry,
it's just nice,
I'm sure,
to
has clopened at
some
point.
Yeah, exactly. So I'll go back and get a nap. And then I'm actually here to do PBS stuff tomorrow. So I'll go do that after the John and Gordy show. It's good to be busy. My favorite horror film, this is from, Aaron snuck another one in on me. I love it. He says, my favorite horror film is probably Mandy, starring Nicolas Cage. You know what, Aaron? It's funny. I think that played here at the Wisconsin Film Festival about 3 years ago, and I did not get to see it. And I still haven't seen it. It's that good, huh?
I definitely recommend it. It's just crazy. It really is. Like, one of the main focal points is an extremely potent batch of LSD.
Yes.
And so it is a horror movie that is very trippy. That's for sure.
One thing I appreciate, and this sounds like this might be one of them, horror movies that are plausible.
Right.
Not that there aren't some great.
This is not plausible in the least.
No? What? So it's not like somebody going through a bad trip?
I guess it could be, but it's pretty out there.
Okay. All right. I'm sure it's out there, but you have two kinds of horror movies, like those that deal in the supernatural and those that deal with situations that, you know, could happen in real life. And both can be very effective and good, but the ones that could actually happen they hit home a little differently for me, because that's what's truly terrifying.
Yeah.
Is awful things that could conceivably happen.
There's like movies like I Am Legend that I saw, and I really liked that, speaking of Will Smith, but I'm not freaked out about it. I don't think zombies are going to all of a sudden appear, whereas a movie like Jacob's Ladder or something where it's all in it, your head,
exactly,
that messes you up. Aaron continues, he's in the next room, but I'm going to read this anyway. It's an absolute fever dream. I also love the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre. The violence is so quick and brutal compared to other horror films from the time. Also, like with any other genre, I can't help but love terrible horror movies like Troll 2.
I just love bad movies.
I have not seen Troll 2.
It is. Well, there's a famous scene from Troll 2, and I think Aaron knows what I'm talking about.
They're eating her, and then they're going to eat me. Oh, my God.
That's the one.
Oh, I have to see this.
Oh, yeah.
I have it on Blu-ray.
Oh, fire it up, man. Let's do a watch party on Nightlight. That could be fun.
Might have to.
Conrad's laughing like, no, let's not do that. From the 841, Jameson says, I was in a theater in Seattle not long ago. They had tables with couches, and you could get full-service meals, adult beverages, standard theater fare, too, from a dim kiosk on the table. Mm-hmm. The servers would message you on the computer as to not interrupt during the movie. They also had attached bowling go-karts and an arcade for after. This stuff can save the theaters. It was awesome. Yeah. I agree with that.
That's like the playground. Like the the Alamo Draft House model, Flicks Brew House
on the east side, yeah.
Of Madison. Yep, exactly. Definitely. Turning theaters more into, they have the big comfortable recliners
right
now. And
it's like Dave and Buster's with a movie screen.
Kind of, yeah. That's kind of a good one.
That. Andrew says, Google it. Clopening is a restaurant shift. Well, there you go. I've never worked. I did work in a McDonald's when I was in high school. Mm-hmm. It was fun going home every day with your arms smelling like meat. Sherry from Horican says, Casablanca and The Best Little Whorehouse in Texas are my most favorite movies. I just saw, this is embarrassing, but for the first time ever, Casablanca about a year ago, all the way through, I had seen like scenes and clips, but what a phenomenal, if there's ever a movie you want to crawl into and live and hang out at Rick's American Cafe, so cool.
I consider it like the great gateway drug, if you will. If somebody wants to get turned on to classic movies, the first one, you could do a lot worse than Casablanca.
Absolutely.
If you want to dip your toe in those waters.
And that was some, Humphrey Bogart was just like a regular, not that he's not a regular guy, but sometimes, you know, he's, I'm not going to criticize Humphrey Bogart. I stop myself.
When wow.
Talks. Well, he kind of mugs, you know, but in Casablanca, he's just a guy who never sits down and he's running the room and he's got the spy thing on the, he's great.
He's great
in it. Terry Bell is here with me in studio. Katie Scullin will be here in just about 7 or 8 minutes. Very excited to have her in the studio. She's going to perform. We're going to talk. A lot of stuff is going to happen. It's going to be a lot of fun. So you'll definitely want to be here for that. But Terry, you're the Civic Media News Director.
Yeah.
You're a news guy your whole adult life. Mm-hmm. You're not a nudes guy, from what I understand. No. And that's fine.
Yeah. Everybody's grateful for that.
This isn't that kind of show anyway. But do you have a favorite news movie?
Oh, absolutely.
Tell me, please.
Yeah. Broadcast News, William Hurt.
Great movie.
From the late 80s. Helen Hunt, Albert Brooks. Jack Nicholson. I think his role was uncredited.
Yeah, it
was a big surprise because he didn't show up till about halfway through the movie.
Right.
And all of a sudden, Jack Nicholson. Yeah, it's fantastic. And I think that one holds up well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it. And I just watched that because my son graduated with a journalism degree here from UW about a year ago. And I think it was about 8 months ago. We sat down and watched that. That scene, I mean, Albert Brooks is funny throughout the film. Mm-hmm. But the flop sweat scene is one of my favorite in movie history. And he's so great.
That's some great physical comedy.
He's one of my all-time favorites. All of his films, I just love.
Can't go wrong.
Here's a film I want to talk about, and I watched this one over the weekend too. Conrad, you said you saw Hitman?
I did, yes.
Okay. We'll talk about that tomorrow because both you and I have seen it, but there's another film that just came out. It's called The Last Stop in Yuma County, and it's set in the 70s, and what a genius way to make a period piece, just to have one setting. So your set decoration, whatever it is, it's easy to do. You only need like 6 cars from that era. Mm-hmm. It was great. It's about a knife salesman who shows up at this gas station in Arizona, but they're out of gas. So the guy says, wait next door at the diner. I'll let you know when the tanker comes in. Well, he's in there. A couple bank robbers show up. They're in there. They end up holding people hostage. And then about 7 or 8 more people show up. The cops are oblivious. Then there's it's like one of those cool old sets too, where it's like a gas station. Then there's a diner on one side of it. And then like a 5-room crappy motel connected to the other side.
Yeah.
So it has this like retro feel, but it got like a 98% on Rotten Tomatoes. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I have to see this. I have to see this tonight.
This pitch makes me want to see it.
I'm telling you. Okay, so it got like a 98% from critics, like a 74% from the audience. Mm-hmm. So that always tells me something goes south at the end that the audience didn't like. And I will admit there's a point in the film where I'm like, oh, I don't like that. But you stick with it. And when you're done, it's like, that was a good movie. Like, really? It was just, it was really, and no big stars in it either. I love that. I love when I stumble onto a movie where I just buy into the world because they look like regular people.
Yes.
So I recommend that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Going on my queue.
going in your Q. Do people still say Q? Because I said that the other day, and I think maybe my son's like, Q? What's a Q? I'm
I stick my foot. I date myself all the time. Every time I open my mouth.
I date myself too, but in different ways. Hello. Hi-yo. Conrad, can we get a rim shot? He doesn't even know what that is. Conrad, are you having a good birthday?
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to say I feel responsible because it's your birthday, because you are working here, but
I have no problem working on my birthday.
Okay. That's good to know. Terry Bell's here for your birthday.
Exactly.
Too.
Cool. Happy birthday.
Thank you. But yeah, I went golfing this morning, so since it was so beautiful out. So yeah, that's what I did for my birthday.
That could send your birthday south, though, too. I mean, that could be.
I had a good round. So.
All right. That's good. Katie Scullin coming up in just a couple of minutes. I want to say, I read this thing too. Todd Michaels shares really cool facts with the hosts at WGBW. The summit of Mount Everest is marine limestone.
Okay.
Do you know where I'm going with this?
That Mount Everest was once underwater?
Yes.
Okay.
That's crazy. Meaning the highest point on Earth was once ocean seafloor. Roughly 470 million years ago.
Wow.
So what I'm trying to still think, what does that mean? Like the highest point was still there. Maybe it was like 2 feet underwater and the whole Earth was just water.
Holy gravity.
Right?
I mean,
this is water.
All of that water staying in place that high.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
It's a lot easier to climb though. You just do a cannonball and you're like on the top of Mount. Aaron, are you having a good time? I feel responsible too.
Yeah, just vibing, sure. Listening. Okay. I love talking about movies or listening to people talk about movies.
Well, you're in the right place. And you texted, too. So I know you're getting some enjoy. Oh, can we do the keyword? It's too late, isn't it? Is it too late?
It is too late. All right. Was only last hour.
Yep. 262 says, did you ever say the 7 o'clock keyword? We did, and I'm sorry you missed it, 262, but more prizes to be had tomorrow. Okay, so Katie Scullin is here. She's going to perform live in studio. She's an up-and-coming singer-songwriter, and we both have a connection to the North Woods. I'm excited to talk to her about that, too. She's a Wisconsin girl. She's got a guitar in hand, and she's gonna rock the place? Is that the right?
I'd say, sure.
Sure.
Yeah.
I don't want to put pressure on Katie, but it'll be great to hear her sing. She's excellent. If you haven't heard her, you have to stick around and hear this. It's been so fun hanging out with you,
too, buddy. I love every time I come on.
You just wanted to be on because it's Conrad's birthday.
It's Conrad's birthday, and I'm here to, you know, fanboy because Katie Scullin's here.
And you're lucky because if we were in Green Bay, we'd set up the spanking machine right now. And Conrad would have to crawl through. Uh-oh. Do you know what that is? Have you heard of that?
Yeah.
I thought that was like a 70s thing. All right, Katie Scullin coming up next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back to Nightlight. Great to have you with me on this Monday night, a beautiful Monday night in the city of Madison. We're broadcasting live statewide. I am Pete Schwabba, and it is so much fun to talk about movies and TV and music, and that's where we are going to pivot to right now. I'm very excited to welcome my next guest. She is up and coming, or maybe you've already arrived. I don't know.
I don't know.
You've arrived, certainly.
I've arrived.
You've arrived, yes. Here. And you're on your way. I mean, I'm hearing so much stuff about you. And Terry Barr told me all about you.
Terry Barr's so awesome.
She is great. And I said, I'm coming to Madison. I want to have some in-studio music. And you were the first person she thought of. And she's got to have
so
Katie
sweet.
On.
Oh, that's awesome.
So my guest is Katie Scullin. Welcome to Nightlight.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me.
It's great. So tell us a little bit about you. I mean, I've heard several of your songs now since I've become aware of your music. I'm a huge fan already. It's just great. And it's my kind of music, acoustic guitars.
Yeah.
And just a great voice. I love it. So how did you get your start? Tell us a little bit about your background.
So I grew up in Fort Atkinson, which is southeast of here. And my parents just put music in front of us as kids, and my brothers and my sisters and I just encouraged each other throughout the years, and I don't know, it was just in our blood somehow. It kind of skipped a generation, so my parents weren't really musical at all, but we found out later on that my grandfather was in a band up in Park Falls.
Wow.
So, yeah.
So you're a Northwoods girl.
I am at heart, like outdoorsy. I love being in nature. And
really?
Yeah.
Do you fish?
I do. Sometimes. Okay. No, I don't hunt.
You don't hunt. Okay.
I couldn't handle that. But I'll hang out in the cabin when all the guys go hunting.
So I live up in the Northwoods too, the Marinette area.
Awesome.
I don't fish. I don't hunt.
No.
I don't snowmobile.
You're from LA, right?
I lived in LA for a long time, but the city of Chicago. And I don't know why my parents picked there. They just should have put a guitar in my hand because I'm like, I don't fit in here at all, but I love it. I still love it, but I'm an inside guy and you can be an inside guy anywhere.
Right.
So, your siblings are musical. You're musical. When did you start doing this? Like, when did you start playing?
I guess we were always just involved in the arts growing up, but I decided in the middle of college that I wanted to try music. And my brother and I were writing songs. My sister had gone out to New York to pursue acting and music as well. And DJ and I started a band, and I just really got into it. I loved the process. I loved everything that I was learning about studio recording and touring and, just doing all the things.
That's so great. I saw on your website, in your bio, it says you grew up without electricity. Is that true?
Well, so when we would go up north, we have a family farm, and there's no electricity there. And so when we would go and do the hunting thing, there was no running water, outhouse.
Wow.
And my grandma went through the Great Depression, so she really wanted to instill that in us, and we just would go up there and, make our own food and pump our own water. And,
and you kind of had to play the acoustic guitar because you had no electricity.
Right.
So, when did you realize, I asked this question to just about, comedians, musicians. When did you think I can do this? When did you like your stuff enough?
That's a really good question. I don't know. I think when I was in high school, I had two study halls my senior year, and I just gravitated towards the music department, and I would just kind of lock myself in the practice rooms with the piano, and I started writing songs. And then when my brother and I reconnected again in college, we started to really craft songs and study other music. And I don't know, it's just like it feels like a release. It's like therapy. And and we started doing Battle of the Bands, and we were winning. And nice. I was like, maybe we can do this. This is pretty cool.
Do you still play with your brother?
I do. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And my sister sings with me
nice.
From time to time. Yeah. When it allows, when their schedules allow for it.
So. Yeah. Where can people see you?
You can check out my website, katiescullin.com, and we do have a show coming up for Make Music Madison. I don't know if it's been officially, I believe we'll be playing June 21st, and then we're also up in Manitowish in August, and Fort Atkinson, and here and there. Yeah.
That's so cool. Do you want to play something?
I would love to.
All right. Let's not even worry about if we run out of time. Let's just let her play and we'll just come back. And Katie Scullin is here, folks. It's a great joy to have her in the studio. What are you going to play?
I'm going to play a song that was inspired by being in the North Woods.
I love it. All right. Here's Katie Scullin.
This is called Endless Summer.
Hit the water, I'm diving and open my eyes. Yellow rays of light flip till my head is up clouds, floating above me, soaring. Dragonflies, ooh, this endless summer. I keep diving in treasures of gold under towering trees. Call it a masterpiece captured in photographic. I keep diving in. Wish I could fly, but I love to swim. Only a moment, wrapped in sunsets that magnify skies on the waterline, drinking it up to a feeling high. Laughter that echoes, the burning of embers are sparkling like fireflies. Ooh, this endless summer, I keep diving in treasures of gold, a faraway kind. Call it a masterpiece, captured in all of the magic of sunrise. I keep diving in, wish I could fly, but I love to swim. Only a moment, wrapped in the arms of my love, my kin. Diving in, in the summer.
By Katie Scullin. That was great.
Thank you. Thank you.
That makes you want to go to the North Woods.
Yeah, right.
Of Wisconsin. What a great. All right, we'll have more with Katie. She's going to sing some more stuff. That's coming up next here on Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Peach Wabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who doesn't have 20/20 vision, even in hindsight, Peach Wabba.
Welcome back. Texter from the 262 says, what is the name of the movie with the diner next to the gas station? It is The Last Stop in Yuma County, and it's brand new. I think it's on Prime. I can't remember if I saw it on Prime or Netflix, but definitely check it out. Never mind, found it. Okay. I shared it with you anyway. Hey, Katie Scullin is here in studio. She is a Wisconsin girl, done good. She is just a great musician. That last song was called Endless Summer?
Yep.
All right. When do you know you have a great song? Where do you find inspiration? I assume you find it many different places, but give me an instance or a time in your life where you thought of something and you're like, oh my gosh, I cannot wait to write this or sing it.
Oh boy. These are great questions.
Well, thank you.
I love it. So Endless Summer, I guess, is a good example. We had a vacation in the North Woods, and we wanted to create something memorable for all of the littles, my son and the nieces and nephews. And so my dad put together this treasure hunt, and, you know, they had to, like, work together and put this map together and solve the mystery of, you know, Ruddy Benito and blah, blah, blah. And just like watching them have this experience was very eye-opening to me, just like seeing that fun and that joy through the eyes of the younger generation and trying to like hang on to that happiness and that memory. And so I think a lot of my songs are either different things that happen in life that I need to like navigate through or sort of untangle in my mind and find the joy in it, or to try and hold on to a special moment. I don't always know when it's the right one, but I just keep throwing things at the wall and see what sticks sometimes.
That's a great answer. So in your bio, it says you study music production and that has really helped you as an artist. How much... Yeah, I'm always fascinated. Like, there's sometimes I listen to a song, pardon me, and the lyrics are great, the music's great, but you can tell the composition put this thing over the top. How important is, you know, an arrangement? Like, you write some lyrics, you write this great music to go with it, How important is it to have a great arrangement around that? And is that why you study music production?
Yeah, I think it's very important. I think a lot of times, younger artists, right, they have these ideas and they want to just get them out as quickly as possible. And they get excited when, you know, they play the guitar and then they sing and then they figure out they can add a harmony and then they figure out they can add a lead line and then they just start compiling and then the song ends up actually getting lost.
Yeah.
So there's definitely it's important, right, to sort of try it all and then be okay with the cutting room floor.
Yeah.
As far as music production, and I've had to learn that the hard way, and you know, it's just kind of like trial and error, but a lot of it is how are you recording it? Where are you recording it? What are you recording it into? And there's really no rules. There's basic, you know, structure and elements, but yeah.
Well, and sometimes just a voice and a guitar is all you need.
Right.
And that's great.
Yep.
But you just hear it sometimes. You're like, like in the song Bloom, that's the first song I heard of yours because it's right on your website.
Yeah.
It starts with this sort of slow music, and then it builds this like kind of calm intensity to it.
Yeah.
How do you get there? Like, you know what I mean? Like before you start singing, like, do you sit there and labor over this? Like it needs this or it
right.
needs this?
Oh, Bloom was the first song that I completely produced myself, and I did it through COVID, and it took a long time. And I used the theme of Bloom, right, of growth, and things happen slowly and you have to be patient with yourself. Mm. And so I just kind of wanted to take people on a journey.
That's great.
From point A to point B.
I see, all right, this is kind of a different question, but I see you've opened, on your website, it shows that you open for comedians. Now, I used to do stand-up comedy for about 10 years, and I opened for a lot of bands. I opened for, like, Huey Lewis, which is really fun. I get that, but is it difficult for you when people are there to see comedy?
Yeah.
And they see you walk out with a guitar. It's like, wait
right.
a minute.
Why am I here?
Is that a weird gig or is that a fun gig?
That's a good question. Well, Jay Leno was super awesome. I was super nervous about that. I wasn't really thinking about anything at that point other than I'm opening for Jay Leno right now. Like, this is so, so cool. I've heard people say that they like sort of that balance, right, of comedy and maybe like some serious...
And they're very
serious...
similar. Comedy and music.
Right.
Good comedy is musical.
Yeah.
And great music is just great music.
Right. Yeah. I don't know.
So how long do you play when you go up to open for Jay Leno? How long do you play?
Oh, gosh, that was so long ago. I think it was maybe a 30 to 40-minute set.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
And they were a good crowd?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was great.
What did Jay say to you? Did he say anything?
He said that I reminded him of Bonnie Raitt, which
wow,
I took it as a
good.
Huge compliment. All yeah. Right.
That's actually my next question for you. Who are your influences? Like, when you grew up, who did you
listen to?
Yeah.
Well, Bonnie Raitt, I love, my dad, introduced us to a lot of different artists. Tori Amos was a huge influence growing up. Jewel, Carly Simon, and then like the Doors and.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What about Melissa Etheridge?
Melissa Etheridge came later on. Yeah. Okay. In my early band years.
Nice.
My seasoned band musician people introduced me to that whole genre.
Katie Scullin is my guest. She's a singer-songwriter from here in Wisconsin in the Madison area, but she plays all over. You can you play something else for us?
Yes, I will.
What do you have lined up?
This is a new song that I will be releasing soon.
Where can people get it?
You can get it on Spotify and all of the things. I don't have an actual release date yet, so.
Okay.
KatieScullin.com is the best place to go, I think.
Love it.
In my younger years, out there on my own in the city, in the heart.
part of all the charm. I put my makeup on, played my favorite song. I was ready to begin. Now I keep going back,
Katie Scullin, great job. Very
Thank
nice.
You.
What was that song called?
Cornerstone.
Cornerstone, I like it.
Thank you.
Lighting a cigarette is romantic. It's a beautiful song. Yeah. It's so great. Do you have Wisconsin influences in music? Like, are there local artists that you kind of have looked up to or played with that you've enjoyed?
Oh, maybe? Absolutely. I think when I first got on the scene, you know, I was introduced to Beth Keeley. She's a local artist here, and I just really looked up to her a lot. She's very involved in the music community. So many people, Old Soul Society, Derek Remnerace, and yeah, there's a lot of
good scene in Wisconsin.
Yeah,
in your opinion, like, is
definitely.
This a healthy? Okay,
yeah,
that's great.
Yeah,
have you done videos?
I have.
Okay,
yeah, music videos.
What's that like? Do you like doing those?
I do.
Yeah,
yeah. I went to school for visual communications and learned all the videography stuff, and it's fun.
Where'd you go to school?
Madison College.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Do you come up with the video ideas yourself, or?
Some, yeah. I mean, some of it's a collaboration for sure. I've definitely worked with producers who, you know, listen to the songs and they'll pitch some concepts and we'll, you know, work it out, or I'll come up with a random idea and produce it as well.
Wow. Yeah. That's really cool. What? Where can people see you next live? Do you have a live date coming
Yes,
up
we are June 21st for Make Music Madison, which I think is going to be right at the top of State Street.
Okay, that's pretty cool. And you won an award here.
I did.
This is really cool. Okay, so you've got 2019 Best of Madison.
Yeah.
How did that help? Like, those
so
awards
cool.
help, right?
I know. Yeah, it was. I was just kind of floored. Yeah, it was awesome. They definitely do. They're. They They're it's cool.
So what is that like after you win something like that? Do you go to like a venue when you go, okay, you got to pay me now?
Here I am. No, I don't. Not at all. No.
Do you have like a manager and an agent and all that kind of stuff?
I wish. I have mentors and secret agent. I have a secret agent, best friend.
Wow. That's got to be nice.
Yeah.
And then you won something in Jefferson County as well.
Yes.
Multi award winner.
Yeah.
That's really cool. So what, all right, so you're based out of Wisconsin. What else did I want to ask you? You had, well, I'm going to ask you that next because that's a longer, that's one of those things where you're going to go, I can't believe you asked me that. No, I promise I won't do that.
Here we go.
Do you like to work with other artists? I saw also on your website, you seem to collaborate a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know what? Hold that thought. Let's get to that too when we come back. I'm all over the place. It's fun to have Katie Scullin here. She's performed two songs. We might have a special surprise song coming up next for a young man who likes to do five-day forecasts from Green Bay, even though he's not really qualified. Katie Scullin's hanging out with me here at Nightlight, live from Madison on a great, beautiful Monday night here in the state of Wisconsin. We've got more with her coming up next on the Civic Media Radio Network. Here and she asked me if I was a musician, and I kind of tried to pass myself off as one, even though I'm not. But that is a gorgeous, is that a Takamine? I can't see what this is.
A Taylor.
Oh, Taylor. Yep. Oh, okay.
Taylor 414.
What does it mean when musicians get so attached to their brand, don't they?
Yeah,
like why is that? Was it the way the neck is, or the
I think it was either between a Taylor or a Martin, and I was kind of pulled in a certain direction by someone who was influenced me at that time. But there is something I really like about Taylors have just like a brighter sound to them.
Yeah.
I like the Martins as well. But yeah, it's been a good
even the bar chords you do sound kind of upbeat. And it hurts my fingers, so I figure out ways to cheat. So what we do on the show, as I told you this, we got into a big guitar talk, but I wanted to ask you what you watch. What do you watch on TV when you're done writing music or done doing anything else or parenting?
Yep.
What are you sitting down to watch?
So my son and I binge watch Good Luck Charlie.
Oh, wow. Recently?
Yeah.
How old is he?
He's 13.
Okay.
Yeah. Loves Good Luck Charlie. It's such a funny show.
It's a funny show.
Yeah. And
you see the one where the dad wore skinny jeans?
I haven't seen that one.
When I saw that, I almost fell off the years ago when it first came out is when I saw that. But
yeah,
you'll laugh at that. That's
it's a
funny.
Good it's yeah. a good one. And then I actually just rented the movie Gaslight.
How was that?
I haven't gotten through the whole thing, but it's messed up. It's
really
messed up. Okay. Yeah.
It's nice that you like the same things that your son likes.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
is you told me he's musical. He sings.
He does. Okay. Bruno Mars, he's been singing a lot of. And he'll be getting back into saxophone this year. And
very cool. Have you seen any of the summer blockbusters?
No.
The movies?
No.
Oh, okay.
Which ones?
Well, there's a lot of them out there.
We watched Godzilla not too long ago.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Conrad, you saw Godzilla, right?
No, I actually have not.
Okay, thanks. You've been good. Aaron, you saw Godzilla, right? No, you wish. Well, it's not out of reach. I mean, it's $8, right?
Right.
That's true. I could easily watch it.
Have you ever done, do you have any desire to do like music for movies or scores?
Absolutely. Yes. With my job right now, I'm trying to pitch some television series music, but also more like feature films. Long form would be fantastic. So if you know anybody.
It sounds like you sound like you could totally hear your music in movies. It just kind of lends itself to that. And we started to talk about before the break, you'd like to collaborate with other artists. Who do you like to collaborate with in Wisconsin here?
I currently have been working with a producer by the name of Stack Trace, Steve Bannock. He's a phenomenal keyboard piano player. Down in Fort Atkinson, I've been working in a new studio down there, which has been phenomenal. Jeff Peterson, great engineer, producer, and
Has parenting changed? Have you ever been inspired to write since you've been a parent? Like, does your son, is he a muse in any way?
Yeah, I think so. You know, my dad has encouraged me to write some songs, superhero in training, and I haven't quite gotten there yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about what's the craziest thing that's inspired you to write a song?
The craziest thing that's inspired me to write a song.
It's just inspiration that came to you from a really weird place, and you're like, okay, I can work with that.
That's a really good question. I'd have to say there's a song I wanted to write. Well, I did write it. I haven't released it. About facing a gesture. It's kind of like a darker theme. I don't know.
Facing a gesture. You could leave it open like that,
right,
and then let us know when it comes out. We can listen to it.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's Conrad's birthday. If you would be so kind, a verse or two.
Absolutely.
He's 25. Conrad 25. Krieger. This is Katie Scullin in studio serenading. Not serenading, it's weird, but singing happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Conrad. 25. Happy birthday.
Nice. Look at him. He's a mess. He cries
happy
easy, though.
Birthday.
That's
he's
awesome.
Crying.
Thank you so much.
He wants his How I Met Your Mother, and he
turns into it. That's a good one.
So tomorrow night on the show, from the show Mad Men and Whose Line Is It Anyway, actor Joel Murray will be with me, and Stuart J. Waddles will join me to finish up our discussion from last week about Phibbs and Summerfest. Have you played Summerfest, Katie?
I have.
How is that?
Amazing.
Are you there this year by any chance?
I'm not.
No? Okay.
Next year, maybe.
All right. Do we need to start a campaign?
Yeah,
it seems like
they
come knocking. Okay. We'll get on that. So we'll talk about that tomorrow night. Thank you, as always, for all your texts tonight. Everyone checking out their favorite movie franchise. Do you have a favorite movie franchise, Katie?
Franchise? Oh, gosh.
Yeah, like the Marvels.
Yeah. Oh, man. I don't know. I'm kind of a sheltered child. What's the one with the lion?
The one with the lion.
Narnia? Oh,
Lion King?
No, like the opener. Paramount? I don't know. Is that the franchise? I don't know.
MGM.
Oh, there you go. Oh. Is that good?
Yeah.
Is MGM good?
Sure, that's
a good answer.
Franchise. That opening thing is better than some of their movies. Yeah. Did I say that? Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Katie's getting some love here tonight, too. From the 501 Katie, K-A-T-Y. That's how my daughter spells her name.
Oh,
you're
nice.
K-A-T-I-E, correct?
Correct.
Okay. The world needs love. Have you got any peace songs? Let's steer them to your website.
Peace songs, yeah, absolutely. KatieScullin.com.
Easy enough. No one is singing songs of peace, and that is not okay. The answer, my friends, is not in the winds of war. All the flowers are blown away. I think that's a lyric, but I can't place it.
Oh, that's great. Well, listen to my song, Bloom. I think that's a song of peace.
Oh, that is a great song. Yeah. Thank you, Texter. And thank you for all your texts. And Aunt Carla checked in, too. Happy birthday, Conrad. Love, Grandma and Aunt Carla. It's a family thing here. Katie's now part of the family. Thank you all for listening. Thank you, Katie, for being here. This was really fun.
Thanks so much for having me.
You're welcome. It was great to meet you. And you thank you to Terry Bell for coming in and talking about scary movies. That was fun. And thank you, Aaron, for helping out. You're the best. We'll be back tomorrow night with more Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Good night, everybody. Oh, yeah. Oh,